So when we ranked, you know, all the states in terms of their rate of 988 use, really big states like Florida and Texas were down there, like at the very bottom. And we don't really know the why from our data, but we can speculate. In prior work and work of others, we found that more conservative folks generally report in survey-based work being less likely to use something like 988 and being less supportive of it. Hmm. It might be a matter of values and a matter of experience that in more conservative parts of the U.S., there might be more skepticism towards mental health treatment and counselors in general.
Yeah. Now, you did a really interesting second study that was published in Health Affairs.
So what we did, we asked these 5,000 U.S. adults. So we fielded this survey, and we presented people with the question of, if you or a loved one were experiencing suicidality or a mental health crisis, how likely would you be to turn to each one of these sources? And we listed five sources. 988, which we defined for them briefly in the survey, a crisis line other than 988, a mental health professional like a psychologist or social worker or psychiatrist, a friend or a family member, or someone in your religious network, right? So we asked them this question, and we had them rate these things on a 7-point Likert scale. We found these five different groups.
And what were those five types of groups?
So we had this group that we called Seek Help Nowhere. We had this group we called Definitely Not 988, Yes, Friends and Family Distressed. A group we called Seek Help Everywhere. A group we called Seek Help Most Places, but Not Religious Network. And finally, a group we called Relatively Indifferent, Not Distressed.
I found it interesting that the Definitely Not 988, but Yes, Friends and Family Distressed group had the highest levels of recent psychological distress. Why is that?